If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 1. Some thoughts about Jesus. Matthew 1:23, the end of the verse, the second part of the verse says, "They shall call his name Emmanuel," coming right out of the book of Isaiah. Then he says, which being interpreted is God with us. So Christ is God, and he is God with us. He is omnipresent, so he's there in heaven. He's with us as well. Even while he was alive on earth, he was omnipresent. I don't see how, but while he was alive, he said, Matthew 18:20, "For two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst." That wasn't after his resurrection, it was before. So he always had his godly abilities. He just didn't make voluntary use of them while he was living his life. Turn with me over to Psalm 20, verse 5. He is always near you. He is always with you. He's reading every thought. You think your thoughts are fleeting, perhaps worthless, but like the hairs of your head, they're precious to him. So let's remember to look to him, to know him as God with us, God with you. Psalm 20, verse 5, "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions." And then turn over to Psalm 37, verse 4. Remembering the word petitions there, "The Lord fulfill all thy petitions." Psalm 37:4, perhaps a more well-known verse, says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Where the one verse says petitions, the second verse says desires, and the Hebrew word is the same in both of those verses. And these are the only verses in which this Hebrew word is used, translated both petitions and desires. If we read desires in the first one, "The Lord fulfill all thy desires." And that's really the essence of the word. It's the desire that you make known to God, and therefore it becomes a petition. Think what it means to delight in something. What do you delight in? Do you have a hobby that you like to go to? You're doing some work and so on. As soon as I get done with this, I get to do this. You see, these are things you delight in. And let us learn how to delight in the Lord. Just to, you know, spend the time, just enjoy that time. Learn to rejoice in him, to rejoice in his salvation. Alexander McLaren, one of my favorite old-time preachers, said this, "The great reason why life is troubled and restless lies not without, all my problems, but within. It is not our changing circumstances, but our unregulated desires that robs us of peace. We are feverish, not because of the external temperature, but because of the state of our own blood. The very emotion of desire disturbs us. Wishes make us unquiet. And when a whole heart full of varying, sometimes contradictory longings is boiling within a man, how can he but tremble and quiver? One desire unfulfilled is enough to banish tranquility. But how can it survive a dozen dragging different ways? A deep lesson lies in that word distraction, which has come to be so closely attached to desires. The lesson that all eager longing tears the heart asunder. Unbridled and varying wishes then are the worst enemies of our repose." So let Christ be your positive focus. The world seeks its positive focus elsewhere. Sports, sensations, possessions, gourmet food, name the things that they seek their positive focus from. God planted that longing for a positive focus in the human soul. But it is only Him that can fulfill it, you see. Delight yourself in Him. Let Him become the desire of your heart. Albert Barnes said, the meaning here is that we should seek our happiness in God, in His being, His perfections, His friendship, His love. And Adam Clark said, expect all thy happiness from Him and seek it in Him.